Good morning. Skies cleared out nicely behind the disturbance that brought scattered showers and thunderstorms to the region yesterday. And we're starting off with partly cloudy skies and temperatures in the lower 60s on average across most of interior New York and New England this morning. Some clouds, though, are already streaming in from the south and west in advance of the next disturbance, which will shear off to our south during the day. So sunshine will tend to be mixed with clouds through the morning, and as that disturbance pushes toward the mid-Atlantic coast, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible by the end of the day, primarily in southernmost New York and southern New England, although perhaps one or two as far north as I-90. North of I-90, everyone will be dry for the entire day with a good amount of sunshine. High temperatures will be milder and generally in the upper 70s and lower 80s by mid to late afternoon. After this disturbance passes by, we'll focus on a trough of low pressure which will be digging into the Great Lakes. This will push a dry cold front through the region tonight, and skies will be partly cloudy with lows back into the lower 60s. After this cold front moves by, we'll dry out even more for the upcoming weekend. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds behind the front on Friday with a nice northwest breeze and much lower humidity with highs in the mid-70s. Cooler air will continue to flow in, and with full sunshine on Saturday, highs will be in the lower 70s. On Sunday, the high pressure will continue to dominate the weather, although around the backside of it, temperatures will start to warm. A few clouds will mix in, plenty of sunshine with highs in the middle and upper 70s. On Labor Day, the high will again remain off to our east. However, it does look strong enough to hold on to the dry weather for the balance of the holiday weekend, and an increasing southerly wind flow will allow temperatures to push up toward 80. In fact, the focus of the weather for next week will be on another trough of low pressure, which will try to push a front our way, but it looks like a strong area of high pressure will continue to hold that off, and temperatures next week should rebound back into the lower and middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level disturbance advancing across the Ohio Valley this morning will move into the central Appalachians, then the mid-Atlantic, and bring the threat of heavy showers and thunderstorms capable of producing localized flash flooding and severe weather. The Storm Prediction Center has indicated that there's an enhanced risk of severe weather across the central mid-Atlantic in particular, where there's expected to be concerns for damaging winds and a few tornadoes this afternoon. Meanwhile, a new cold front will be arriving tomorrow from the Midwest and Great Lakes region, which is expected to bring cooler and much drier weather for much of the eastern United States going into the weekend, with temperatures trending down to either normal or modestly below normal for this time of year. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 50 degrees with a west wind at 37 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 30 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 60 degrees, the dew point 60, 100% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.83 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 23 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with a late day shower or thunderstorm in the mid-80s, Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 71 degrees, the low 60, the average temperature 66, that's 1 degree below normal. 37 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, that's the total for the month of September so far, and that's 18 hundredths of an inch above normal. And 24.28 inches for the year, which is 2.06 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low, 56. The record high, 100, set in 1953, and the record low, 39, in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 6:23 a.m., sunset this evening 7:25 p.m., 13 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Partly cloudy tonight in the lower to mid 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible by the end of the day today with highs in the mid 80s. A scattered shower or thunderstorm tonight in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the Catskills later today and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm by the end of the day today and highs in the lower 80s. A scattered shower or thunderstorm tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny with just a slight risk of a shower or thunderstorm by the end of the day today with highs in the lower 80s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy in the mid-70s, sunny in the lower 70s on Saturday, mostly sunny mid to upper 70s on Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, milder on Monday, a bit more humidity, near 80, and a mix of sun and clouds with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm Tuesday or Wednesday and highs in the lower to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.